With a look at Radio K-Man's local sports, I'm Dionne Anglin. The National Men's Basketball League sees its first female coach take the court this season. Latori Nixon, a former junior national player, takes on a role that no other woman has dared to challenge. Nixon is currently the head coach of Davion Cottrell and the IRG Astros.
I think this is like the first time we've seen a female coaching in the men's league, and it's incredible to see. How has this journey been for you, I should say?
It's something new, but you gotta change the stigmas, break down barriers, do something different. The men are very great players all around. They do well. I'd like to see more females out here coaching men. It'd be cool because it becomes a competition between the coaches as well, not only the players on the court. I'm learning something new, but it's invigorating. Yeah, incredible. Coming back to life, you know, I retired from playing myself, so like coaching brings it back to life through me and bringing out the intensity for the guys and making sure that they feel valued as players. I'm heard, I can see them putting what they do in action. So, new adventure for me.
Nixon showed her coaching skills when the IRG Astros and Soul Blazers went head-to-head in a contest that was nothing short of breathtaking, culminating in an 88-87 victory on Thursday for the Astros that came down to the wire in the Men's National Basketball League.
Great win tonight.
Thank you.
Great
thank
coaching.
You
could see it in the strategy of what the guys came out with, especially in the last 5 minutes. What sort of things you were telling the guys to get them going and to gain that momentum for the last 5 minutes of the game?
I was telling them to keep the intensity. I could see that the team was slacking off, they were getting tired. My guys kept the intensity and kept pushing. Blazers started to foul and lean, so I told them to use that to their advantage, start taking the ball to the hoop. They wasn't defending as strategically as possible, so that's where we got the upper hand, and our guys seen it through to the end and made sure they finish. Keep the defense and the communication between the team as well, so they carry each other, and I was just there to make noise and motivate them.
Davion Cottrell was a powerhouse for the Astros, scoring a massive 46 points, grabbing 8 rebounds, and showcased his defensive skills with 4 steals. His teammate, Jake Whitaker, supported his team with a strong double-double, scoring 16 points and grabbing 14 rebounds. And efforts continue to foster the growth of sports in the Sister Islands. CIGTV's Donna Bush has more.
Dozens of young and adult basketball players live on the Sister Islands, and 2 evenings a week, they're out dedicating their time and learning new skills about the sport they love. Head of the Sister Islands Sports Department, Mr. Harold Sanford, tells us there are 7 focus sports that sees lots of involvement from the BRAC community of just 2,000 people. He adds that the men's basketball program is huge on the Sister Islands, with 6 teams, and one of those on Little Cayman, playing in a local tournament just after the Easter holiday.
So an after-school program is something that is done directly right after school for children, ages from primary to high school. Mm-hmm. And then the community focus programs can still be done on and off or right after school, or it can be done later in the night or on weekends. And those are more geared for people out of school. Mm-hmm. So there are 2 different focuses on it. Basketball is all over. Mm-hmm. So our sports instructor, Mr. Linworth Duhaney, he has grown that program exceptionally well over the past several years. Mm-hmm. So he has a very robust primary program as well as a high school under 16 program. Mm-hmm. The under 16 boys participate in our local competitions that we have here, which mm-hmm. is more of an adult tournament, mm-hmm. but they participate inside of that to get competition.
I'm very grateful to have 3 full-time staff. So we have 2 full-time swim coaches, 1 male and 1 female, mm-hmm. and 1 sports instructor. That sports instructor is tasked to assist the department with all of the sports when and where needed. Okay. So I am so grateful for that, for those 3 persons in the staff.
Department head, Mr. Harold Sanford.
CIGTV's Donna Bush there. That's it for Radio K-Man's local sports for this evening. I'm Dionne Anglin.